Hey, greetings, everybody. This is Brother James, don'tperish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hey, hope you're doing well. We had a great day. Preached at a busy farmer's market and outside of a music festival. Thousands of people heard the gospel. Gospel cards went out. Had some good conversations. Yeah, the police showed up as usual. Perfectly legal. They got the gospel. We had some atheist pro-abortion mockers follow us around for a couple hours. We ignored them, and eventually they went away. God was glorified today, so I'm thankful that everything went off very well. I want to talk to you today, teaching moment. Obedience is not an option. All right, let's talk about this, saints and seekers, if you're listening. I just want to do a quick audio to edify and clarify the doctrine of obedience. I have lots of articles on obedience. Obedience is part of your saving faith. You're not saved by faith alone, grace alone. You're saved by faith through grace that always produces holiness and obedience to the scriptures. We'll go to some scriptures. But the reason I want to cover this is we run into a lot of people that we're united to and people in the streets, people that email us, and they have saints and they have family members. These are saints that are contacting us, born again, that have family members, friends, and neighbors that they say, oh yeah, I'm of Jesus too, and I believe in Jesus, and I'm born again. But they make excuses. They're worldly. They're in churchianity. They're not obeying. They're not studying the scriptures. Yeah, they make a lot of excuses, and they stumble a lot of people. Now, here's my point. We can't allow them, if they claim Jesus Christ, to live in open sin and lukewarmness and carnality and churchianity and false ways of the culture and still associate with them as they keep this sin. Why? You'll be in sin yourself. All right, we're going to read some scripture verses. But the purpose of removing yourself from these type of people, doesn't matter if it's father, mother, brothers, sisters, neighbors, doesn't matter. God is not partial. The purpose of removing yourself is so that they see the need in their life to repent and obey the gospel, get the sin out of their life, so that they can either truly be born again or start to obey because they're born again and produce fruit worthy of a holy, obedient saint. If you keep willful sinning, there's no sacrifice. We're going to read that in a minute. So, saints, your first charge, if you're living holy and obedient out of the culture, out of churchianity, is to obey God yourself. That's your first charge. Then, yeah, you're to mark and avoid those who claim Jesus but don't obey God. It's very clear in Scripture. Romans 16:17. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. What's hard to understand about that verse? If people claim Christ and they're keeping false doctrine, which would be sin, mark them and avoid them. That's a command, okay? God's people, his holy people, are to obey him and mark and avoid people that keep sin, worldliness, churchianity, and false ways. Let's read some scripture verses here to encourage you, to show you obedience is not an option. It's a command. God's word has it all over Holy Scripture. Psalm 128:1. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord and walk in his ways. It's a command. Deuteronomy 28:1. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and do all his commandments which I command ye this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all the nations of the earth. It's a command. It's not an option. Acts 5:32. And we are as witness of these things, and so is the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them who obey him. Obedience is a command, not an option. Hebrews 5:9. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all that obey him. Obedience, a command, not an option. Jesus said in John 14:15, if you love me, keep my commandments. It's a command, it's not an option. John 15:14, ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. It's a command, Not an option. 1 Timothy 4:16. Take heed unto thyself and unto thy doctrine. That means instructions in the Word of God. Continue in them. That means obeying them. For in doing this, thou shalt save both thyself and them that hear thee. Keeping sound doctrine, obedience, helps save your soul. Why? Jesus is the truth. You need the truth to be saved. His people walk in sound doctrine and keep the truth. So I just wanted to read those scripture verses to back up what I'm saying. If you claim to be born of God, there's no option. You must obey the Holy Scriptures in all your ways, actions, talk, dress, lifestyle, doctrine. You also must turn away from those who are disobedient and keep false ways, which is really rebellion against God. Here's the deal. If you don't help these people, yourself included, to see that you can't live in willful sin, what's going to happen to your soul? Ready? Hebrews 10, 26 and 27. What's going to happen to their soul? If we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remain no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. Did you catch that? Willful sin. That means if you keep sinning when you know you shouldn't sin. If a woman should cover her head, she better cover her head. If a man should come out of the culture and not be part of politics, sports, and carnal entertainment, he better do that. If you know pagan holidays are ungodly and unbiblical, you better repent and stop doing that. Do you see my point? It's willful sin will damn your soul. We got to call people out to that. We got to call ourselves out to that. God's glory and truth is on the line. So I just really want to encourage you today, saints, that you don't have a choice to obey God. You don't, nor does any one of your family members, father, sons, daughters, mothers, cousins, aunts, uncles, if they claim him. If they're just people of the world, we preach the gospel to them. We love on them whenever we do see them. Remind them of the gospel and wait till they respond to the gospel. You can't do anything else. You can't teach them to start obeying God. If they won't repent and seek Christ with a contrite heart, they have no hope. But again, obedience is a command. It's not an option. This is the biblical formula to help you in handling people. So let's say you've got your life in order and you're walking in obedience, not keeping willful sin. This is the formula to help those people, family members, friends, neighbors. Ready? One, they have to be taught the doctrine, shown what sin is, so they understand that it's sin, right? So you can't be doing willful sin if you don't know what sin is, amen? So we got to teach them the doctrine. We don't just throw people out for the sake of it. We teach them the doctrine. Two, they have to be called to repent of said sin. There's no grace period to keep sin, not any sin. You won't find one single verse that teaches us that we're to have long suffering with sin. No. We're to flee and root out all sin and evil from our lives and from the body. That's the job of the men that oversee a body. That should be the job of a dad in his house. That should be the job of all believers to root sin out of their lives, to help other believers root sin out of their lives. Because what does sin do? It destroys you. I just read the verses. Just because Jesus died doesn't mean you get a grace period to keep sinning. He saves you out of your sin. Number three, if they choose to not obey after they've been taught what sin is, you are to warn them, mark them, avoid them, as I showed you. Leave association. That means leave communication, leave daily fellowship, leave eating with them, leave regular communication till they repent of said sins. It's very simple. There's no grace period for sin, as I said. There's no long suffering for sin and sinful, rebellious saints. You won't find it in God's word. You're not helping them if you allow them to stay in sin. You're not helping yourself if you allow them to stay in sin. If you know I'm in sin, you're not helping me if you allow me to stay in sin. You get my point here. I hope you do. Number four, you're to stay away from fellowship and communication with them till they repent publicly, if it's a public issue, or privately, if it's private, and seek to come out of that sin and live a godly, holy, obedient life. It's godly and loving to do this. It's the only hope that these people have to save their soul. You may be the only true holy saint. You may be the only true light truth bearer, you must stand firm, saints. You can't compromise the truth of God. Churchianity is full of that, and look at the fruit of it. Wickedness, compromise, and debauchery. 2 Thess 3:14, Apostle Paul, can't be any clearer. And if any man obey not our word by this epistle, note that man, have no company with him, that he may be ashamed. Can we get any clearer with this? It is clear as clear can be. Brother Apostle Paul also tells us in Galatians 5:9 that a little bit of leaven, in this case sin, affects much. You can't allow these people to have sin in the body, sin in their life. Oh, they can have sin in their life. You can't force it out of them, but you don't give them association. You coaxed it out of them by saying, I can't walk with you because you live in sin. Let the Holy Spirit then work on them and convict them. Doesn't that make sense? You can't love people as they keep sin that will destroy their soul. They're rejecting the blood of Christ if they hold on to sin. Do you understand that? Yeah, you can't have Jesus and sin, disobedience. Remember in Acts 5, God killed one couple for lies. One lie. Yeah, God is a consuming fire. This action in your life, leaving all sin, calling other believers to leave all sin, separating from believers that won't leave sin, this proves we are of God and we love Him. 1 John 5:3, this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. You love God, you keep His commandments. If these people won't repent of their sin, they don't love God. What are they loving? Themselves. That's rebellion. That says the sin of witchcraft, per 1 Samuel 15. So don't allow yourself to be in sin. Don't allow others who claim Christ to bring sin into your life or your home. You must hold the line, saints. Allowing any sin in is what? It's leaning to the flesh. But the Word of God says what? We walk in purity and we seek that which is of the Spirit. Or we're condemned already. Romans 8:1 says that. We walk according to the Spirit, not the flesh. And then we're not condemned. The other question is, who are you or me serving if we keep sin? And who are these people that are claiming Jesus as they keep rebellion and sin? Who are they serving? Romans 6:16. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. So if you keep sin, it leads to death. Obedience leads to righteousness. Do you think you or me or these people are going to make it to the kingdom of God living in sin versus seeking righteousness? I don't think so. Not one Bible verse even hints of that. Satan, churchianity, and your flesh will always try to bend God's ways. He did it in the garden. Everyone's been trying to do it ever since then. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, rightly divide. That word means cut straight. Make it straight. Make the truth straight. Isn't that glorious? I love that. We can make the truth of God straight by leaving sin, calling others out of their sin. This is what holy means. It means to be set apart and separate. You're not holy as you keep sin. How you live your life, who you associate with, says a lot about you. 1 Timothy 5:22, lay hands suddenly on no man, neither be partaker of other men's sins. Keep thyself pure. That means family members too. Don't let your flesh get in the way. Don't have fellowship idolatry, which is having fellowship with people even though they keep sin. That's fellowship idolatry. Be faithful to God. Hold out. Don't walk with people that keep willful sin that claim Christ. Matthew 5:48. Therefore be ye perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. So that word perfect really means mature. I know none of us are totally perfect this side of heaven, but I have a question. Are you mature when you live in willful sin, whether it's lies, lust, drunkenness, pride and vanity, unbiblical dress, unbiblical talk, vain jangling, Paul says, vain talk. Foolishness, Jesus says in Mark 7, comes out of the heart. Are we really mature when we're doing that? I don't think so. We need to leave that and grow up in the Word. Last point I want to make. True saints are to be salt and light, right, per Jesus? We also, I mentioned this earlier, are standard bearers of His doctrinal truth. Yeah, We're the standard bearers. We hold up the word of God. If we lower the bar way down and tell people, well, you should obey, but you're not, that's okay, I'm still going to love you and hang out with you and not call you out of it. Are you really helping anybody attain Christ, new life, holiness, leading to eternal life? No, you're not. You're deceiving them like Sunday church does. If that's going to be your motivation, you might as well all go back to Sunday church where they let you live any way you want, call you the people of God, and look at the corruption, worldliness, false doctrine, and sin there. No, this word is true. Study this out, saints. Don't let down your guard on obedience in your life. If you're united to me, don't let me let down my guard in obedience. Don't let Sister Debbie let down her guard in obedience. Don't let your mother, father, brother, uncle, cousin, aunt, neighbor, best friend that you used to have in the world, don't let them claim Jesus and still live in sin. That is trampling the blood of Jesus Christ. I won't let anybody I know do it. Why? Because I love God too much and I love them too much. And I want to protect my walk, my witness, my home, my body for the glory of God. Last scripture verse, 3 John 1:3. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. Yeah, how do we avoid sin, saints? We walk in the truth. And whenever you stumble, choose sin, fall into it, repent, clean yourself up, Christ will clean you up. John says he'll, if we confess, he's faithful and just to cleanse us, right? And then we keep going. We don't keep willful sin and rebellion. Don't allow your flesh to allow these people in. They will corrupt you. They will infect you. They will weigh you down. They steal God's glory. And if you partake in that, you're keeping willful sin just like them. I want no part of that. I hope you don't either. Hey, I hope that edifies you. We love you all. Trying to pour out God's truth, street preaching, Christ crucified in the streets, loving our neighbor, loving God, loving the saints we know. Hey, we care about you. Shoot us an email. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. Hold fast to sound doctrine, saints. Root out that sin in your life. Don't allow people around you that claim Christ to live in sin. And then the people that aren't claiming Christ, preach the gospel and wait for them to respond to the gospel. Remind them every time you see them. Don't spend too much time with them. Be careful. Their ways might rub off on you. But be loving. Preach the gospel. Call them to it. Then when they repent and come to Christ, they're baptized. Then we get them into Bible study. We get them into obedience, following the Holy Scriptures. I'm here to help anyone do that. That's what I labor to do. I love to teach the Word of God, number one. Then I love to preach Christ crucified to this lost and dying world. Hey, till next time. Go on, have a glorious day. May God be praised.